Hi everyone. Well, it's been a long time since I've given you a direct update through video, so I wanted to get back in touch with all of you. First, to thank you for being part of this membership, and I think and I hope you still see the benefit month after month. If you have any question or any difficulties to assess basically a sector in your house, because this is really important to get the benefits, by all means get in touch with me, okay, so I can help you with your floor plan. And as well, remember that the effects are not instantly appearing, okay? I did two activation on Sunday, because of course I can calculate more activation that I sometimes use on the effect, really that I had new sale of services and product were felt for me on Wednesday. Okay, so that gives you a scale 2 days, 3 days later, really, after the activation. On 3 to 5 days is normal to see the effect. And I really like that one of my long-term clients, and someone I also call a friend, share with me, okay, didn't see this month the benefit in terms of income right away, because his income is dependent of basically his activity, what he can sell, his freelance. But he had an electricity bill to redo electricity in his house initially that was up to, 30,000 euro for the whole house, which is a three-story house, to put it basically in the norm, a new house he has bought. But then, out of the blue, there is an electrician that contacted him back, who was basically out of his radar for months, and came to inspect the house and say he can do it for in the range of 7 to 8 thousand euros. So that huge difference, and he really attribute the fact that this man came back to him after months on giving a much better invoicing to the fact that the activation works this month. And then after, he had also a good sale on his website. So, you know, keep in mind that sometimes it doesn't necessarily translate into, okay, I increase my income, I have a promotion or something like this. It can also decrease your expense and make your life easier on different levels. So first, I want to give you a bit of an outlook of what's happening in the world astrologically. So remember that every 60 years, we have the same cycle of energy, even if we are in different period. Period are different things. We have a Feng Shui period, and we are still at the end of period 8. We are coming into period 9, okay? So that changes things. But in terms of energy of month and year, they reproduce every 60 years the same combination of year and month, okay, at work. So the previous Yang Water Tiger year was 1962. What did we have in 1962? In October 1962, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was an escalation between East and West, and bringing us to possibly the risk of nuclear atomic war, and eventually it was resolved, okay? We have the same situation astrologically here. So what do we have? We have the Yang metal on top of the Dog month. The Yang metal is more coarse, less refined than the Yin metal. It's more aggressive. For diplomacy, it's not a very easy, I would say, rather than animal to deal with. It has some kind of aggressiveness, and it's really rough on the edge. Okay, it has quality as well. I wouldn't know, I'm Yang metal, but but the Yang metal has an aspect that is a bit, you know, not beating around the bush. So it's not the most diplomatic of element. And in terms of very tense geopolitics, we need more diplomacy. Okay, so it's not very good in terms of de-escalation of ego, of politician or things like that. It's more like, I'm going to show you what I'm capable of, all right, in this context. And then we have the Dog, which is the natural end cycle of the fire. So the fire is born in the tiger sign, it goes to its peak in the horse sign, and then it goes to sleep in the dog, okay? But the dog is also an earth sign, that is more grounding. But a dog in a tiger year work differently, because the tiger is the beginning of the fire cycle, the dog is the end. And the combination of both restart the fire, reignite the fire that was supposed to go to sleep now at this time of the year. Okay, so we have fire restarting, which means agitation always. And we have Metal on top, okay, on Metal on Fire Clash, okay. And Metal on Fire Clash can represent bloodshed, okay, it can represent aggressiveness, it can represent a conflict, which has to do with weapon, with war, okay. So, yeah, we do understand now with this perfect storm, so to speak, astrologically, why there was escalation in October 1962, okay. And here we have the same type of settings, which is quite fascinating. We have the East against the West. We have possibly, you know, the idea that nuclear weapon will be used in the speech of Putin. And we have the US playing a very dangerous game. I mean, I let you come to your own conclusion on who has blown up the Nord Stream pipeline. But I don't think Russia had a lot to gain in doing this when they could just shut down the tap, you know. Not saying that Russia are good guys. I mean, the Russian president, rather than Russian, of course. Not saying that anybody is a good guy in this conflict. But let's not get too political and just look at astrology. What I'm saying is that there is an opposition of East and West vision of the world on interests. Interests that have to do with energy, which is very interesting because energy infrastructure is metal. And the pipeline was metal, you know, that has been blown up. Energy is has a lot to do with fire. Okay, so here we're gonna have a metal fire clash. So really, this Nord Stream sabotage is gonna have very strong geopolitical repercussion consequences during this October month, and there will be escalation. I would say the month of December is also very tense. The month of November is a different animal, but I will get to that in due time. But next year seems to bring some kind of pacifying, you know, in terms of element on how they work together. So that gives me hope that we won't get to, you know, this kind of madness. But December will be interesting month. We'll get to that in due time. So what's happening astrologically is also important for you personally. We do have a bit of a fire and metal clash at this time. Metal does represent some part of the digestive system in the intestine, but also the lung, okay? And in this context where we had respiratory illness for a couple of years, we have to take care specifically of the lungs. So what can help us between a fire and metal clash is earth, is grounding, okay? So really try to nurture yourself to do more grounding things, going to bed earlier, meditation, eating more root vegetable in season, things like that. You can use some spice, but don't go crazy on bringing, you know, very spicy food at this time of the year, because it's gonna bring back the fire and the month is already fire in nature, okay? So you want to be grounding yourself, to rest more, to not have too much agitation. It might not be the perfect month to go clubbing every night, for example, all right? For people who still go clubbing. And in terms of your activation, well, we have a couple of very interesting activations this month, which are in Northeast. So we do take into account also the monthly flying star. When I do the calculation for your Chimandunja, I look into where are the flying star, some flying star, the notorious five, monthly five, not to activate, okay? This month, it's in the west, okay? And so the east-west axis is not ideal. And well, not really a surprise that we will have an east-west opposition also in geopolitics. You know, everything is connected, really. In terms of energy, but Northeast is one of the Earth sector, okay? You have Northeast, you have Southwest, you have the center, those are three Earth sectors. Southwest this month is not ideal in terms of flying star, so Chimandunja take priority in your activation. That's really what we use for your lucky activation. But we also look, I really look carefully at not activating things that are really bad in terms of flying star, okay? In terms of a yearly and monthly combination. But Northeast has some good flying star, but it has an excellent combination of day and time activation for a couple of days, okay? Which will be a Monday and a Tuesday. It's indicated in your file. on top of my mind, it should be 10 on 11 of October, something like this. But it's written in your file, in your membership. So on those 2 days, if you can really do those the activations, the one on Monday and Tuesday, it's written, okay, this activation tap into both day and time, you will have many more benefits because we're activating not just a timely structure, but a timely and a daily structure. And we are activating also a nerve sector, which is really the buffer between this fire and metal clash this month. So it's going to be really beneficial. You can also spend more time in basically northeast sectors this month if it's really a room that you can use, like a living room or bedroom or an office in your house. You can spend more time in northeast sector, which is rather well aspected this month, and has more buffering, grounding earth energy. Southwest as well, but southwest is not as well aspected, and center can be an option as well. Okay, so you want also to spend time in the sectors that are a bit more beneficial this month. Okay, so this is my first update, and there will be more through the year, but I really wanted to get back in touch with you. I really wanted to have this contact with you, even if it's through a video. I'm very happy to have your feedback, very happy to help you if you struggle to implement the membership, because if you don't follow to the T, I think we can say this to the T in English here, to the letter, the instruction, you won't get the benefit. Basically, you need to do the activation in the proper sector, on the proper day, at the proper time. Okay, those three aspects are very important, and with the right method of activation as well. So don't hesitate. If there's something in the method you don't understand, you get back to me. If you need help to know how to implement the activation, to find the sector, get back to me. Okay. And looking forward to have more updates with you, and wishing you to be grounded and not too distracted with the state of the world. We're going to get through this, and with a method to raise your stream month after month, you can thrive even in difficult times. This is the point of those methods, those ancient methods for modern time. Wishing you a good month, and really to take good care of yourself.